Thanks so much. It's the Civil Strike Society Coalition for the Advancement of Women, Children and Adolescent Health in South Africa. So in keeping with our democratic principles, we are trying to offer more than one voice through our presentation and in fact how we present it. So we will navigate and indicate when we're going to be handing over. So just very quickly, in terms of Saxa Watch is an alliance, it's quite new. It was established about 2 years ago in partnership with the National Department of Health to bring a more focused and coordinated civil society voice to health planning and monitoring and advocacy. So as I said, we made up of 23 organizations, national organizations, which range from organizations in maternal child health, child survival, organizations like the Medical Research Council, Health Systems Trust, Center of Excellence in Human Development at Fisk University, Save the Children, and Orbis, which is a vision organization. In fact, Ina represents that organization today. What we are committed to, we have a shared commitment to strengthening of the health system to ensure the survival, but not only the survival, but the healthy growth and development of young children, adolescents and women. Clearly a critically important issue. And we believe that NAPISA and its counterpart, the National Health Insurance Policy, have what is at the moment the unrealized potential to strengthen the health system to support not just the survival, but the really healthy development of all children, adolescents, and women in the country. So I'm going to jump, I'm not sure if you had the presentation, copies of the presentation, but I'm going to jump to the very last slide and actually tell you what I'll ask is, because I think it's really critically important. If we look at NAPISA, and the National Health Insurance System and policy that's being rolled out, NAPISA really is the structure that is going to provide strategic leadership in shaping our national health system as it unfolds under the National Health Insurance System that's evolving, universalized access to healthcare. At the moment, when we look at our national health system, and indeed the national health insurance pilot and the core programs around it, what is critically absent, what is really being neglected, what is really invisible, is the issue of early child development. Early childhood development is a critical national health issue. It is our national burden, which is going to stand in the way of sustainable development. When I talk about early development, I'm not talking about ECD creches. I'm talking about the cognitive development of young children. And that is what we need to address as an absolute matter of priority in this country through our health system, if we are to secure sustainable development of our children and then of the country as a whole. When we look at the national health system does not focus on early development. If you look at our indicators, if you look at our surveillance and our monitoring, what we see is a very strong focus on child survival. We're concerned with infant mortality rates, but not development. And in moving forward, we need to shift that focus, and that is where our ask comes along. We need strategic leadership to move our national health system to a more balanced approach, which doesn't just focus on survival, but which really focuses on ensuring the optimal development of our children, which they have a right to, and which the development of our country depends on, from conception. We have just recently, in the last year, Cabinet approved an integrated national early child development policy. That policy places responsibility for the early development of children in the first 1,000 days from conception until the child reaches the age of two with the health sector or the health system. When you look at the NHI and the NAPISA bill, it doesn't align with that very focused responsibility on the health system. There's a lack of alignment. And in order to ensure that alignment, that the national health insurance model, our national health system, aligns with the obligations in terms of the policy, we need strategic leadership. And we need the allocation of appropriate resources in terms of human resources, financial resources, monitoring and evaluation and surveillance. And the piece that we believe has a very critical role to play in providing that leadership. And therefore, our ask is that the NAPESA structure consciously and deliberately focus on early childhood development, that we have technical specialists and experts on the board, and that there be a very focused review of the current NHI framework and the NAPESA against the ECD policy to make sure that we are in fact embedding the imperatives in that policy within our national health system, because those foundations are being laid now through documents like the NAPESA bill. So that, in a nutshell, quite a big nutshell, I must admit, is in fact our ask, that NAPESA have adequate technical and strategic leadership capacity to profile and to drive an ECD-focused planning around our national health system. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to hand over to Lena, and really just by way of introduction, just to speak a little bit about the national health insurance system, which I have already done. It does prioritize, its focus or its priority is to universalize access to not just therapeutic services, but to preventive and promotive health care, especially for the most vulnerable. Now, when we look at the ECD discourse in the country or the science in the country, one of our major stumbling blocks in terms of development and sustained health of our population, the chronic diseases that we're seeing now have their roots in poor early childhood development, is that the current frame of reference does not focus on development. If we look, for example, at the National Health Insurance Scheme and the programs rolling it out, especially the primary healthcare reengineering and the integrated school health program, when you look at that, the focus in terms of development, I'm not talking about survival, I'm not talking about reducing infant mortality and neonatal mortality, I'm talking about development. The first time it becomes an issue is once a child enters grade one. That is the orientation that our health system brings to early child development. That's late child development. It's way too late. So structures like NAPESA are going to be critical, because making these shifts requires high levels of meaningful political buy-in, which are translated in terms of appropriate health systems. So therefore, leadership is critical. So I'm going to, because that leadership is lacking at the moment, we are seeing a number of gaps, so I'm going to hand over to Lena at this point to highlight some of those gaps.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much, Madam Speaker. So let me focus on some of the gaps and drive that towards the focus of our submission. So we know that maternal and child health, development and nutrition is key to achieving the NHI goals and the development potential within our communities and our societies. And there are major gaps in the current health system that the NHI and NAPESA can address. So these include reducing the maternal mortality rate, improving the provision of adolescent health, maintaining the focus on child survival while shrinking the burden of developmental difficulties and disabilities, which have increased over the years as child mortality is and will continue to grow. We know that in the developing world there is an estimated 250 million children in lower and middle income countries that are at risk of poor development, and that is way too many, and we can do something about that. So there have been persistent high malnutrition rates with little progress during the 30 last years. And this is especially noticeable in stunting, which also increases the risk of poor child development. A quarter of children under the age of 3 are stunted, and the rates have increased in the past few years. There are also high levels of preventable disability and developmental delays in young children, which go undiagnosed and untreated, and when picked up, it is very often too late. So, for example, sight is essential for early development. 80% of early development is vision-based, but many cases of poor vision and blindness are not detected early enough, and by that I mean before the age of 6, which is when our brains have learned to see. So the moment the child goes to school and undergoes vision screening through the elaborative school eye health screening program South Africa has introduced, it is too late. If a blind child then reaches school, eyesight could have been fixed earlier through a surgical procedure, but at the age of 6, you can probably restore some sight, but not to its full vision. And hence the importance of screening programs before the age of 6 and before the entry into formal screening. Now that brings us to some of the focal points in our submission. Early childhood development is one of the most effective ways to redress inequity, the roots of which are established early in life. We carry them with us throughout life forever. And there is a need for a life course approach that provides support for healthy development from conception through youth and into adulthood. This requires early and comprehensive health promotion and prevention through the NHI, particularly aimed at maternal and child health. So to give an example, again back to sight, which is the area in which I am working. As an infant and a child up to the ages of 5, sight enables us to play, interact socially, and to develop. During our years at school, it gives us access to education and tremendous opportunities. At the age of about 20, 25, when we enter the workforce, it gives us access to work and ability to provide for our families. And later on in life, at 40, 45, it enables us to connect with families, communities, and it enables individual growth. And later in life, as we grow older, it continues to allow us that social interaction, mobility, and ability to do things on our own. So an approach to health that goes from we are born till we are no longer here is absolutely critical, with a foundation on the early ages that creates the opportunities for future healthy lives. So then just in closing, I mean, just to come back to our main ask, is that when a piece of structure include key experts in maternal, adolescent, and early child health and development at both a strategic leadership and a technical level to make sure that early development isn't provided too late. So thank you very much. Any questions, comments? In essence, you are supporting, because that is the business of today. It's about what your view in terms of the bill that is in front of us. You are supportive of the bill, but you are saying it must then be able to be looking into this. I find your presentation quite interesting. There are issues that I want to challenge you on. Maybe it won't be for now, but take this. You, in my view, just in closing, you speak as you don't. The population in South Africa is expanding day by day, and the challenge that the health department, which is the custodian of ensuring that the health sector delivers, is coming from a particular part, which all the programs that they are having, they are trying to address that. Yes, we've got one member that is very passionate on nutrition, and say where does a child become it has been with us, that perception, and that body, that person that is going to carry. So when we will be calling you again to come and speak more about the issue of early childhood development, I agree with you. Early childhood development, there's a difference between a crèche and an early childhood development program. It's very vast. And you are bringing in something you said, the involvement of the Department of Health. So it's the Department of Health, the Department of Social Development, the Department of Education. So at a particular time, we will call you when we are done with this. But we're happy that you have raised your concerns. When we do our deliberations, the department is here. We will then factor in, try and look into these areas that you are raising in terms of what then should this bill look into, so that it is able to it's a legislation that is going to enable the health sector to ensure that the citizens of this country are healthy, starting from conception to death. So that's what you are raising. Thank you very much. I don't know if there are any comments, members. If none, I want to check if no, you are fine. You are excused. We will call you again at an appropriate time. We are supposed to be getting a presentation by Dr. Peters. Is Morris here? Not here. Who is here? Nobody is here. It's none. Come again. Now that lunch is not ready, I'm finding it very strange. It's 15 minutes after one. So we are coming back at what time? At 2 o'clock? Can we agree, honorable members, that because lunch is going to be served here, we can interact, hang around until lunch. But can we agree that we will be back here at 2:30? Agreed?
Agreed.
2:30 will be here. But please, we can't have a wasteful expenditure here. Because it is members of parliament, civil society, that is going to be outside, say, wasteful expenditure, blah, blah, blah. Lunch is served, hang around until lunch is around. We can rub shoulders and ask questions. Thank you very much. 2:30, we will assume the
What did you do to your phone?
I did.
I thought about it. I did. It's just.
Yeah.